All right, it's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Jim Nelson from Stout Miller Incorporated. Jim, thanks so much for joining us on the show today.
Well, it's my pleasure.
You have the Rosie's Mitten Tree underway this week. There's quite a bit of history that goes behind the Mitten Tree that you have been a part of, you and Rosie, and the families, for quite a few years.
Yeah, we sure have, and Rosie is the gal that put this thing together decades ago, and it's called Valley City Cares and Rosie's Mitten Tree. And some years ago, and maybe it was a couple decades ago, I got visiting with her, and she was seeming like she could surely use some help. And I'm all in. I said, look, I'll do all the heavy lifting. You just tell me what I need to do. You be the coach, and I'll do all the, and not me personally, but our group that is helping at Stout Miller. And of course, it was Miller Motors back in the day when we got started with it. Yeah. But she is she's such a soft spot in my heart for all the work that that lady does. And so this week, we're going to start it out even now. Right now we have a little more activity in there with the blood drive for the first day and a half. But from this point on through the rest of the week, we are collecting anything. You bring it to me. I'll sort it out. But foods and blankets and I love picking up quilts, and we have lots of canned goods. We have lots and lots of toys that come, and there are even some monetary donations that come to us.
Very good. And I know Rosie started it with mittens, thinking that kids just needed mittens, you know, and it started that way, and to try to give them something warm. And then now it's evolved into so many other things, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And if each year you can, we have pictures of it. And of course, Steve, you guys do a great job making sure people know what we've been doing. But there'll be a back end of probably a Bronco, or maybe an Explorer, or maybe even one of the Jeeps will fill the inside of it with product.
Yeah.
Even last year we ended up then taking a small pickup and putting next to it because we had filled it so much. And that's what we want to do this year. We really do. We want to make a home run out of this deal.
So come in and drop off those donated items at Stout Miller Incorporated this week in the showroom during business hours. But then this Saturday, you've got some. It all comes to a crescendo, right?
It does. Yep. Saturday, we'll wrap it up basically Saturday, but we're going to be there until noon in the main office area, but you can still come in till about 3 o'clock because the Grinch will be in the showroom. And there will be doing some pictures and things like that. Just, you know, bring a canned good or something with you and help out the program.
Very good. All right. So get to Stout Miller Incorporated this week and help with Rosie's Mitten Tree, donated items for kids so we can make Christmas a little more merrier for folks in our community. Thank you, Jim, for all you do and for all that Rosie and her family has done for all these years.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's one of the best things that I get to be involved with.
All right. There's our Voice of the Valley for today.